Yeah, I got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
We're going to talk about this woke fool, Brandon Johnson.
The Chicago Mayo.
Yeah, this dude.
I don't think he's a fool, man.
He's a woke fool. I don't think he's woke. You know, woke is a euphemism for stupid. I just think he's letting his bias dictate his intellectual abilities.
Well, that's what
he's got to not be subjective. He's got to be, he can't be subjective. He's got to be objective.
Well, that's what you call a fool.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, the other day, there was like, these black teens get out of control out there. They call it teen takeover. And we talked about this the other day. I mean, look at this. Look at all this diversity.
That's what y'all wanted, diversity, right?
This what diversity gets you.
Well, not all. No, man.
Man, our jails are filled with diversity. What are you talking about? That's what diversity gets you, man.
Right.
You know what? Diversity can be a strength. It can be a weakness. Look at the NBA. Them niggas got that league. What's the word I'm looking for? Thriving. White man invented the NBA. Black people came in there. Look what he did with. That's why we need each other, man.
Yeah, y'all.
We do need each other.
Y'all don't give white people enough credit. What would y'all be doing if that white man didn't create basketball?
I tell you what to be doing. They'd be playing darts with spears.
Yeah, white people play darts. Black people play spears.
You know, a white man invented the NFL too, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
White man, I'm telling you.
Telling you, man.
White man, I mean, he got the flaws, man, but who don't?
Yeah.
Right? But anyway, the mayor's came forward, and he talked about what happened. I mean, you listen to this woke fool. This dude is woke.
Yeah, he's not going to. He's going to sympathize with the
let's look at
what the criminals is what he's going to do.
Yeah, look at it.
Also at 4:30, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Nice looking white woman. Right,
everything
there.
From the migrant crisis to teen
about.
Takeovers.
White since he took office in May, snow. He hasn't fielded questions from reporters like very white. Often. Among those asking them today, up. CBS2 political investigator Dana Kozloff. And Dana, Mayor Johnson spent about an hour talking with the press.
Yeah, Jim and Marie, and the most recent incident of teenagers and young adults converging and overwhelming in one area of the city was a big topic of conversation. It just happened this past weekend. And in that instance, they caused a lot of damage. The mayor responded this way, though, when someone characterized it as mob action.
Look, that's not appropriate. We're not talking about mob actions. I didn't say that. Hold on a second.
Okay,
respectfully, these large gatherings. These large gatherings, just hold on a second, y'all. I promise you, we have time to talk. It's important that we speak of these dynamics in an appropriate way. This is not to obfuscate what is actually taking place.
This was the scene near Roosevelt and Canal Sunday night. Groups looted a convenience store. More
than
3 dozen teenagers were arrested, along with a 12-year-old.
Look like a bunch of sore-ass niggas to me.
Store owners say it was the second such incident in that area in just the past few weeks. And today, Mayor Johnson commended Chicago police for the way they handled it.
To the best of their ability, I believe that they attempted to engage with our young people, with community partners, giving as much warning as they possibly could. And, you know, unfortunately, arrests, you know, were made, and unfortunately, some damage was caused. And the level of sensitivity and patience that our officers expressed, I'm appreciative of that.
Why you gotta warn people not to?
Mayor Johnson says his administration continues to work with community groups, adding they've actually intercepted and prevented some of those large gatherings, meaning if they hadn't, the city would have seen more of them. But he didn't give any specific dates or times and when those were prevented.
Not.
In the newsroom, Dana Kozloff, CBS 2 News. Jim and Marie.
That is
Thank
a
you, Dana.
Woke fool. You gotta give people warning not to. Hey, Key, have a large gathered and ran. What's the word white people call it? Ransack. Was a ramsack. Hey, you know why he didn't want to, wait a minute. We got time to talk. He's already got a predetermined message that he's already memorized.
Yeah.
And y'all keep saying stuff and it's throwing him off. Wait a minute now. I promise you, we got time to talk. Let me reset this damn script inside of my head.
Yeah.
He's got a teleprompter already scripted out in his head. Yeah. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And I'm going in. Well, I ain't going to say that. It's taking things too far. I was going to say something. I remember I was going to say. Niggas. That's what I was going to say. Man, what's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with them niggas?
I mean, what's wrong with y'all? The mayor's not going to put his foot down. He's going to sympathize with
him. You
know what? I give up. It's over. Damn good show, though. Man, that show was too quick, wasn't it?
Well, we keep talking.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, if you want that to stop.
Like, you know what just look like? Remember that old movie, Animal House, with John Belushi? Crazy white people?
Yeah.
See, there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah.
Say they just in the dorm.
Yeah.
You know, you got the girls come, got the beer, and they got.
Yeah,
you know,
they parties, man.
There's a party.
Yeah.
You don't go to 7-Eleven and have a damn party.
You don't turn 7-Eleven into Animal House.
Yeah.
Or your community. It's uncivilized.
Now, in Chicago, remember all those Walmarts closed down? This happened in Chicago.
I don't blame them.
That's why they left.
Yeah, y'all don't deserve food, man.
Y'all don't. See, that's why we can't have nice things.
Because niggas tear it up. Damn good show. Damn good show.
Hey, we got a new giveaway. Giving away a Ram 2500 diesel.
Yeah.
With the Cummins in there.
Yeah, you want that Cummins now.
Yeah, women like them Cummins in them trucks.
Yeah.
And we're giving away $10,000 in cash with it. To enter the win, go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically enter the win.
Yeah.